This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Today's choice of who's chosen album of the week is Peter Holmes. Hello, Peter.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, very well. Now, I've got to thank you, Peter, to begin with. Peter is the person that pulls all of this show together because it's a tough time and we're not in the studio. We're doing it remotely. And Peter graciously pre-records this show for me and then edits it and puts it up on the logger at the station. It's all too complicated. I don't even know. So, Peter, thank you so much for what you do for Sunday Arts Magazine.
It's my pleasure, David. It's such an important show, Sunday Arts Magazine, to support our arts community during the pandemic when most of them are out of work, really. So it's important to get the message out there. So my pleasure to do it.
Well, thank you. Now, we start off by doing a little bit of a history on you. I had to curtsy when I first spoke to Peter today because Peter's on the Joy board. And you've been on it almost 12 months now, Peter, is that right?
Yeah, 12 months at our AGM later which is now in November this year because of the pandemic.
Right. Now, tell us, what is it about Joy that you like and why you wanted to get so involved where at this very strange time the commitment to the board would be huge?
Yeah, well, I was... Joy was part of my coming out process, really. It started off back in 1993, I think, and that was around the time that I was coming out. I had listened to it before I came out, and it was sort of partly, there were other things as well, but it was partly instrumental. It was always there. I could listen to it and I could hear people who were like me talking on the radio. And that was such an important thing for me in my coming out. I developed a link to it at that point, and that link never really went away. I've been a member ever since. I joined back in 1993 when it was test broadcasting, and I've always been a member since. And so it's been an integral part of my life since way back then. I even proposed to my now husband on air on Joy. So that's how close it is to me.
Yeah. In my life. And the lovely thing is that you waited until you retired before you committed yourself to, because you run the podcasting team as well as being on the board. So that's one of the roles you have at Joy. But you were already involved a little bit with the station, weren't you? You started to know on-air presenters, including me, which you knew myself and my co-host on Friday evenings now, which we used to be Friday Drive, Sue. So you knew us really well by the time you actually then became a volunteer at Joy.
Yes, I knew both you and Sue quite well before I became involved. My first time at the station was when I remember back on Friday Drive, you were doing John Lennon's In Bed, a show
with Yoko.
In a bed with John Lennon and Yoko, but it was actually you and Sue, of course. And I got to lie in the bed and say my first word on radio, which was an answer to a question I can't remember, but the answer was yes, and that was it.
We had to go to the news or something.
The news was on.
and that show was about marriage equality, because it was still quite a few years away before we got marriage equality, which you married just over 12 months ago to your partner, Tim. And
yes,
what was that like?
My partner of 21 years.
So wow.
That was an amazing experience. I'd recommend it to anyone. It was It was like this album that I'm going to recommend. It was an ethereal experience. It was out of this world.
Yeah, really? And I was lucky lifted. Enough. I was lucky enough to be invited and contribute a little bit to the wedding, and it was such an honour to be there. And it was just such a lovely few days, wasn't it? Because you did it in what town?
We did it up in Marysville, where we have lots of links to Marysville. Yeah. So we did it up there.
And how beautiful it was that weekend. So, and most people actually stayed up for the weekend, didn't they?
Yes, we always wanted to do a weekend wedding. So that's what we did. And thank you for you volunteered to MC our wedding. So, and did a great job of getting every single person onto the dance floor, I think.
for the wedding dance between the two grooms. And everyone thought, whoa, you're like, how special is this going to be? And which you and Tim knew what I was going to do. No one else did. Not one other person knew. And
we had our wings ready. We had our wings ready. Yeah. It was the German chicken dance. Was
the
it?
Chicken dance. It was very funny. And when it started up, everyone moaned and went, oh, no. But no one left the dance floor. Everyone did the chicken dance along with you, which was very funny. Yeah. All right. Now let's get stuck into your classic album of the week. What is it?
Well, I first came across this album in 2018, but the album was actually made way, way back, 48 years ago, in 1972. It's Aretha Franklin's album and still the best-selling gospel album in the world, called Amazing Grace.
And what is it? What's it about? Is also obviously gospel music in a church or in a hall or in a stadium or?
Yes, it was recorded over 2 days and 2 nights back in 1972. I wrote this down because I couldn't remember it. The Missionary Baptist Church in LA. So it was her home church, her father's church. At the time, and he was in attendance at the recording as well. And the moments in the movie, you can't get them out of the album, but the moments in the movie between her and her father while she was singing and he was sitting in the front row were just extraordinary to see.
Yeah.
I saw the movie first at MIFF back in 2018 when it was released. They filmed it, Sidney Pollack directed it. And they filmed it way back in 1972, but they forgot to bring the sound clappers along to the movie. And so they couldn't match the audio to the video of the movie until we got technology that was good enough. Back in about 2013 or 14, they discovered that they would be able to do that. And then they brought it out then. And there was a bit of a furore with her. She sort of didn't want... She sued the person who made it, even though they owned the rights to it, for showing her image, not paying her royalties for her image. And so it was never released until 2018 after she passed away. Her niece arranged for it to be released at that point.
And has it got all the classic gospel songs on it?
You may say, like, I'm not a religious person. You might call me an ex-Catholic, a lost Catholic. But when I saw this movie at MIFF, I used the word ethereal before. It was ethereal. The crowd in the theatre, which was down at the convention centre, was so uplifted. People were standing up and waving their arms around. And it just has some quality to it. The singing, she doesn't sing the normal the songs the normal way, like she sings Amazing Grace, but it's 11 minutes long, and it's more her vocals that it's about. So it's probably when she was at her best as a singer, really, and her vocals were extraordinary during these sessions. At one point, Mick Jagger was popped up in the back of the crowd. He was probably in his 20s then.
Wow.
Popped up in the crowd watching, and he's swaying around as Mick Jagger does. So
yeah.
It's an extraordinary movie to see as well. It's available on streaming services at the moment too.
Yeah. Because back in the like early 70s, yes, she would, she was fairly big, but nowhere near as big as what would have happened in the, say, late 80s, 90s, where she became the superstar. So it was very early days, I suppose, wasn't it, for that album? And her voice must have been spectacular back then.
It was, yeah. It's still actually her best-selling album, would you believe?
Yep. Oh, wow.
Of her entire set of albums. So it's pretty extraordinary.
All right. Well, we're going to play a few of them through the show. Of course, we'll be playing Amazing Grace because what an incredible song. It started off as a prayer and then the music was added to it much later down the track. And so many people have sung Amazing Grace. So can't wait to hear that version. As a matter of fact, I have heard her version of it. It's pretty outstanding. What other songs are you going to feature?
I've picked a few off it. Some of the songs are quite long, so we'll only get to probably play three or four of them. Another one is Mary, Don't You Weep, which is an amazing song as well. Yeah. These were hymns of the day, but she apparently doesn't sing them as if they were hymns. She sings them in her own style, makes her own way through the music as she sings, and the pianist, who is one of the church reverends there, he sings, forgotten his name now, anyway, he sings along with her at times through the album as well.
Right.
And there's a Baptist choir behind her as well, who just get so involved in the whole thing and, yelling and waving their arms around in the background. You can hear it in the album as well, in the music as well.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Peter, and thank you again for what you do around Joy and, in particular, on this instance, what you do for Sunday Arts Magazine. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for playing the album.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine, and this is the incredible Aretha Franklin doing Amazing Grace, which is the title track from our album of the week, which is today chosen by the wonderful Peter Holmes. Here's Amazing Grace.
you know. And that same, that same old green. They call it God's amazing. Oh, amazing.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.